love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos.
Muy bien.
The famous voices of three best friends who make you laugh until you cry every morning in your car.
The most listened to morning show in Charlotte.
Why did they even want to put us on TV? We can't even master the radio show.
Whoa.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hey.
Say hi, Nicole.
Hi.
You're sitting over there here too.
I am. Hello.
Should I pretend to be Manny?
Yes.
What's your best Manny?
Oh, man. Okay. Hey. I don't really. He doesn't really have a distinctive.
Oh, he does.
He does, but not anything you can like impersonate.
Yeah.
What's your best Manny?
Ooh, he has a very distinctive laugh. People even call and say it reminds them of the TV show Nanny. You know, like yeah. Which, by the way, if you couldn't tell, Manny is not here today.
Yeah. If I fooled you.
He's still home with baby Ruby. His wife Amanda is still in the hospital, but they should be discharged, I guess, either today or tomorrow.
Right. They had to do, by the way, I had to Google something last night.
I Googled something this morning, so I'm curious if it's the same thing.
Because he said he had to stay up all night clutching, and I was like, what's clutching?
No, it wasn't clutching.
What was it? It was something like that.
It was cluster feeding.
Cluster. That's it.
And I had to look it up, too, because I was like, I should know what this is as a mom who breastfed.
Can you explain?
I think it's when you're trying to produce the most amount of milk. Like, you're trying to jumpstart your body, so you let the baby cluster feed, which is a bunch of feedings really close together. If I remember correctly. And I had to look it up, too, this morning, because I was like, I should know this term.
Right.
And I was a mommy brain. I can't remember anything.
Yeah, I was, like, Googling all these things, and they were saying how you can also cluster feed if your baby has day-night confusion.
Oh, yeah.
You cluster, like, late in the evening, like, late afternoon, early evening, mm-hmm. so that they then get full and they sleep at night. I was reading all about it. There was also diagrams. We won't go there. So Manny is out with baby Ruby, and, man, the photos are just beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Go to our Instagram.
She's gorgeous.
Is the baby up on our Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Go to our Instagram, at the MRL show.
And by the way, this baby does not look like a newborn. I meant to send Manny that yesterday. Like, she doesn't look like a newborn. She looks like a baby, like a two-month-old baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, her head is perfect, and her face is perfect, and, like, normally newborns need a few days, you know?
So, we're so excited. I'm so happy for our man. It's so exciting. He has a baby daughter now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Dean and her baby Ruby is going to be what, 4 years apart, 5 years?
I think five.
Five. Yeah. So me and my sister are 3 years apart, and she's like my best friend. So that's not too far off.
Mm-mm. My brother and I were 7 years, and that was way too much.
Yeah.
We were not friends until we were adults. I mean, we were, but you know what I mean? Like, we didn't have anything in common.
When you're 18 and he's 11, how do you talk to him? Yeah. I get that. So what'd you get into yesterday?
Well, I took Cash to the park after it had torrentially downpoured, and he found every single puddle on the playground to not only play in, but roll in.
Yeah.
I put him on my Instagram story, and literally, this child looks like he wet his pants and his shirt and his shoes. Like, he is soaking wet.
Being a boy.
Yep. I just let him go. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, plus yesterday, Lauren was texting us because she was seeing Hamilton tickets for like $500.
Roy, I don't even know if I'm ready to talk about this yet. I'm so upset about the flipping Hamilton tickets.
Because early in the morning, yesterday morning, I was talking about how they're starting at 74 and going to 150. And so Lauren sends his text message and be like, Roy, what did you see? Because I'm seeing 500. Yet they sold out so quickly. Yesterday morning, we're actually watching the news right now, and there was a line out the door.
I'm so upset because, you know, people bought like twice as many as they needed.
And then
because
they're
reselling. They were going to resell them.
Yep.
For sure.
And
but, you know, and
we live in Charlotte, not flipping New York City, okay?
And according to Charlotte Agenda, the online wait was up to 60,000 people at one point.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, waiting to have the chance to buy a ticket.
I'm so disappointed.
And I would have to think, Loren, that this Hamilton production is only going to the bigger cities.
Mm-hmm.
So people from, you know, within 100, 200 miles from
here
are going to try to go because this is the closest they can get to it.
Yeah. So I'm married, but I'm willing to forget my husband for one night if anyone has an extra ticket.
Right. Yes. Same. But I'm not married. I have a boyfriend. I will go with a woman to go see Hamilton.
I'll go with a man. Just completely switch it up. Like, yeah. Sell ourselves.
So upset.
Yeah. They're sold out, though, and so people are just selling them, making bukus of money, man.
Mm.
Bukus. But and I thought there's also something with the lottery. Is that what you're talking about with the 60,000-person wait?
I think Dallas said he was looking on there last night, and you could still be part of the lottery, I guess. I don't know.
Where they randomly select people to get tickets, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's just the some amount.
Yeah.
Well, every single last one of us in this office should put our name into that lottery.
Oh, we should.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean,
how do we do it?
I don't know, but let's work on that commercial.
Absolutely. And then I was laughing, and I was telling Sterling about it, and I was like, you know, and we sent them like a proposal because we wanted because we wanted them to advertise with us and for us to go to the show.
We had this entire idea planned, like acting like we would bring something to them.
Yeah,
right.
Like they need us. Like we,
they probably saw that proposal and was like, huh, what is this thing?
Mm. It didn't even make the desk.
No.
No. Oh. That's so funny. That's cute. They thought we needed their help.
Yeah.
If you saw a paper airplane flying.
Yeah. And our idea was like, listen, we'll take like 7 people. We'll bring them to the show.
It'll be a whole night.
We wanted an entire row.
Did we really?
Yeah.
We asked for a row? Yeah, I bet they laughed at that. You silly radio people and you don't know anything about Broadway.
Yep, that's cute.
Oh, man, we've got a big show. We've got a brand new War of the Roses for you today, coming up at 7:50, where the guy hangs up on us. Hangs up on us, so we'll get to that. Also, parents are paying for tutors for their kids, but it's not for education.
If you tell me video games, I'm walking out of the studio.
You might want to get prepared to put some shoes on. We'll talk about it coming up in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
We are the MRL Morning Show. Manny is out. Baby Ruby was born yesterday. And we're going to be playing audio of his baby announcement coming up here in about 20-ish minutes. But Loren, parents are paying tutors, not for school.
You have your shoes on?
Yeah. Yeah. I just made a comment that if this is video games, I'm leaving. And I have a terrible feeling that it is.
They're paying tutors for Fortnite, the video game that everyone is craving. And they're paying up to $20 per hour.
Ugh. They just want a babysitter, really. Let's just be honest. Like, you don't care if your kid does well in Fortnite. You just want them off your hands for an hour, and you'll pay 20 minutes for it.
Well, they said, yeah, I know.
Well, they That's called a babysitter, not a tutor.
Evidently, that there's a lot of pressure in the schools to not only play it, but to be really good at it. And so there's also bullying going on.
Oh, these poor kids, man.
And so parents are buying 4-hour tutor sessions to get their kids better so that they can be better with their friends and talk about it at school.
Now that makes me feel bad.
Why?
Because that stinks that these kids, like, now they're getting judged on how good they are at a game.
Right, but I'm wondering, like, why are we so focused on video games? Like,
who knows?
Well, I remember when I was down in Dirty Myrtle, I was hanging out by the pool. And I heard this kid, he was graduating high school, and he was telling a bunch of younger kids that he's taking a year off to focus on playing Fortnite because he's a professional gamer. And, like, listen, here's the thing. Professional gaming is an industry. It is. There's a lot of money that gets poured into that arena. I have a production company that has gamers signed on to my production company.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's people's jobs, but it's very difficult to get into. It's like showbiz. You have to have talent and you have to have a personality, and not everyone can do it.
It's like, I would assume, you know, kids play basketball growing up and they're like, I'm going to play in the NBA. Well, the chances of you playing in the NBA are very slim.
Very slim. Yeah. It's very difficult to get into. But, you know, oh, see, here you go. Nicole just pulled up an article from CNBC that says that Tyler Blevins, he's one of those gamers. He gets he makes more than $500,000 a month playing the video game Fortnite.
Oh my gosh.
A month.
I believe that.
Oh my gosh.
I believe that. So, and like the kid that works with my production company, he's like 21. He doesn't, like, that's his full-time job and he makes six figures.
Okay, so explain to me, and somebody called in when Manny and I were talking about this, I guess last week or the week before.
I know, I saw the hate mail from you guys.
But you know what? I still stand by my feeling. I'm sorry, it's just not for me. But help me understand how they make money. Do people sponsor them? Or the way somebody called in and explained it is like people watch, and if they want to contribute to what you're saying, then they will pay money?
Yeah.
So that's what this says. So this,
it's called Twitch.
This article says the gamer said a lot of his income is derived from Amazon Prime subscribers who are allowed to donate to the Twitch channel, and he's got 5 million subscribers.
So in Twitch, you know, you can watch them play the video game. You could chat with other people mm-hmm. while they watch, and then you can also do these things called biddies and bids and whatever their coin currency is called, and you can pay them money and subscribe to the channel that way.
Okay, so here's my other thing as a parent, though. Like, video games, yes, they've been around for a very long time, but this is going to fad out at some point. Like, this is a fad currently. People are not going to be making, I mean, these kids won't ever have to work a day in their life, but that are making the money now. But at some point, there's going to be something new. So why are you investing your tutoring in a video game and not your child's education? That's where I have a problem as a parent. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if it's a fact. Like, the game will die, but they'll just do the next game.
Okay, but then you're going to be paying tutoring for the next game and the next game after that? Like, this game is not going to be around forever.
Oh, well, with the kids, with the parents that are paying for the tutoring, I guess the hope is that they end up getting good. But as far as professional gamers go, they just will then pick up whatever the next is the good game and get good at it, and their audience will watch it.
Okay, so now what do you think the ratio of kids who actually make it to be a professional gamer are to the kids that actually play video games? It's got to be like 1 in 10,000.
Oh, probably.
Probably more than that.
The kids make $500,000 a month. The people that I know that are gamers only make like $200,000 a year.
And let's just be clear. These parents are just paying tutoring so that their kids are cool in school.
Yeah, isn't that, like, that's the crazy part to me.
That is the crazy part. Like, you're paying $80 a day to have somebody tutor your kids' video games so they're cool in school? You don't care. Are you not paying? I would much rather pay for my child to have a tutor for their education than what is going on in school.
Well, but now they're offering scholarships for people with video games in colleges, too. Did you see that stuff?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, like, you, depending, it's literally, gaming is now a sport.
Well, I did see that they were thinking about including it in, like, the 2024 Olympics or something like that.
So interesting to me.
Which,
so interesting.
I don't know why it would be an Olympic sport.
I don't know either. But I don't. But, it,
but
I don't
okay,
know.
I don't understand the whole industry, so I'll just give it to you.
Yeah. By the way, Lauren hates video games, y'all.
I just, like, want
she
you to
hates
know.
It. Her brother plays it, and she hates it.
And my blood pressure is out of control right
How
now.
How about we do something that you do like?
Okay.
And I love video games.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Wait until Lauren starts producing. She's like the executive producer for a game channel. Then she'll be all in on it.
When my son comes to me and he's like, Mom, I want to play Fortnite professionally. Oh, oh my gosh. Cashton Duke, I will slap you upside your head. All right, let me try to get back to even keel here now.
Yeah.
Rihanna is doing her thing, man. She is on the cover of British Vogue for September, and she's actually making history. She's the first black woman to be featured on the September cover of the magazine in its 102-year history. She was asked during her little article why she thinks she's the woman that every woman wants. And she says, I think it's because I'm thick now. She says, I don't know. I'm about to get back into the gym and stuff, but I don't want to lose my butt or my hips.
Okay.
So we have that to look forward to for September. Selena Gomez actually wrote Justin Bieber a letter wishing him well on his engagement. She had a lot to process and digest through the whole thing. She was definitely blindsided by the wedding plans, but she realized that it's for the best, and she told him that in the letter, and it gave her immense closure, which is good.
Yeah, I liked it when they were dating.
Oh, I didn't. I don't think he's good for her. Sorry. I agree with that too.
Like, not okay.
I know. And producer Nicole's like a Bieber disciple.
Yeah.
All right. So Demi Lovato, she is set to leave the hospital this week, but now it's off to rehab for her, hopefully. She is in full control of that. Her friends and family can't force her into rehab.
Right.
But she has been open to it in the past. So we are just waiting to see when she gets out of the hospital. She has been fighting fever and some other issues as well. So, but she is on the mend.
Who do you think gets the sit down? Because you know she's going to have to do one. A tell-all sit down thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be the get right there.
I think she goes straight to today.
Okay.
Yeah. That's your dirty for now.
All right, Lorraine, we do want to be playing the audio from when Mani announced baby Ruby has been born. We'll do that coming up here in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
We'll have Mani on the show coming up in 10 minutes to tell us the big news that you probably heard on the social media on Instagram yesterday. But when should you delete your dating apps? You know, there's a lot of people, there's a new article that says that when it comes to your Tinders and your Bumbles and all your dating apps, once you have defined the relationship, you should immediately delete your apps.
I could get on board with that, yeah.
Or I could see, but I could also see where someone's like, I don't even use them anymore. I don't even think about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but so what's the point in having them on your phone?
I don't know. I guess I don't really delete apps on my phone.
I do.
You do? You constantly cleaning out? And then it's so awkward because I have...
Wait, do you still have Tinder on your phone?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to get you in trouble, but
I'm going to look. I'm going to see if I have Tinder on my phone.
Because I feel like we should do a purge right now.
No, I do not have Tinder on my phone, but I do have Bumble on my phone. But I have Bumble on my phone because Sterling and I signed up for the Bumble BFF.
Yeah.
So we could find friends, which... Again, I am so, like, at first it was, like, a good idea, and then he started using it like a dating app. He was like, swipe right, and I'm like, that person had no bio. You're just going off by the way they look. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I have Bumble. Do you have any dating apps on your phone, Nicole?
No. So, I, Lauren and I started dating at this point, like, 3 years ago, so I feel like that's really when... these dating apps started. Mm-hmm. And I met her organically. So,
really? That's cool.
Yeah. So I've actually never had a dating app on my phone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But my good friend, Allie, who you guys have met, she's dating. You know, like she has the dating apps on her phone. And she will go through phases. So like she'll download it and then she'll delete it. And then she'll say she's done with it. And then... she'll download it again and then go on a few dates. If they don't work out or whatever, she'll delete it. And then, so she goes through phases.
But she always seems to come back, is what you're telling
she
us.
She always seems to come back.
Well, because there's also some low hanging fruit on the dating apps that if you need to grab one, you can.
Yeah. And like, I have to plan. She's like, when do you want to like hang out? And I have to like literally give her a specific day in advance. So she knows not to plan her dates around my day.
Wow. Now, this is going to sound strange. Is there a lesbian dating apps that nobody knows about? Because every time I've ever seen Grindr, it's been very a man thing.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, honestly, my friends have met a lot of their significant others on Tinder. So I think that Tinder is probably the most used.
That's where Sterling and I met.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Okay. We're going to get Mani on the show coming up here in like 5 minutes. He has an update on baby Ruby. Don't go anywhere. It's all coming up here on the MRL Morning Show.
Mani, Roy, and Lorraine.
Wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.
For the baby update, Mani is not on the show today. He wasn't on the show yesterday either because his wife Amanda went into labor Yesterday, like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it was super early.
Yeah, her water broke. They went to the hospital. We talked to Manny yesterday, just as they had gotten out of triage and into their room, but we haven't heard anything since then.
In fact, like yesterday evening, I was texting Manny, and we were actually reminiscing about Halloween and some funny things that happened. And at no point did he was like, I figured if there was a baby, he would have told me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there was no talks of a baby. Manny, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
morning.
We need an update, bud.
So we arrived at the hospital yesterday morning at about 5:30 on Tuesday morning. Right? Today's Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And
there's a track of dates.
And so we stayed there pretty much all day, and Amanda had contractions like all day. You know, her water broke yesterday morning. We left get to the hospital, then she had contractions pretty much all day, and you know, they monitored her, gave her the epidural, and we went through like 3 shifts, Loren, you know that from having baby Cash. We went through like one nurse and one OBGYN, who then, you know, he like his shift was up and her shift was up, and got another one, and at 108 on 8/1/18, baby Ruby was born at 8 pounds.
Hey,
8 pounds.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Buddy. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, it was the most amazing thing. I didn't think I was going to look. I didn't think I was going to watch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had the whole thing in my head where I was going to stay north with Amanda and like, rub her head while she pushed.
Okay.
And I did, but I'll tell you what, it was just incredible, Loren, the whole process of how you guys carry the baby and then push that baby out, and at first you see the head, Roy, and then I don't know if you know how it works, Roy. I'm gonna explain that.
Thank you. I actually need a woman's anatomy lesson. I'm gay, so I don't know how it
right
it all pans out.
No different than a baby deer, you know,
right?
One little bit at a time. But it's amazing because she just kept coming. She's 21 inches long, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So now you know why, like, you know, we were there for so long, because she was just very big, and Amanda had, you know, tiny little pelvic area. And
right. Did you say the weight yet of the baby?
Yeah, 8 pounds.
8 pounds.
Eight
oh.
pounds on the dot.
8 pounds on the dot. So listen to all the eights. Born at 108 on 8/1/18 at 8 pounds.
Well, eight better be your favorite number, bud.
Yeah, you better play that.
Speaking of eight, I ate a bunch yesterday while I was waiting.
My gosh.
Did Amanda eat after she gave birth? That's the most
Amanda
important thing.
Did. Yeah, so I'm actually home now, and I'm about to pick up Dean and bring Dean there to meet his sister for the first time, which is going to be, you know, just awesome. But
yeah.
At about 3:30 last night, Amanda said, hey, you know, just head home. And her mom stayed so that we can start our little sleep schedule where we'll, you know, so I'll go back, Amanda will sleep, I'll hang out with the baby type thing.
Did you do skin to skin with the baby last night before you
not
left?
Not me. Amanda did.
Okay.
Okay.
It's your turn this morning, bud.
Amanda had her for a while.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, it was just, it was a really long day, but the nurses and the doctors and everybody at the hospital were really, really awesome. And so baby Ruby is here, and a new MRL show member has been added to the list.
Yay. I love it. Congratulations. We're so happy for
you. Thanks, Roy. I feel like she's already hit me up for Taylor Swift tickets.
Yep, get used to it. You're going to be going to all those concerts. Okay, so Ruby James, is James the official middle name?
As of last night, Loren, we didn't have. The nurse asked, and Amanda and I didn't have an answer. So she said, you know, let us know, you know, as soon as you can. So my guess is that's what's going to go down.
Okay.
But sometimes you look at the baby. We knew Ruby was the name, and we didn't know, you know, if we wanted to wait to see, because there were some other names.
Sure.
Ruby Roy, for instance.
Right. That'd be a great name. Yeah, I love that.
So anyway, everybody's safe. Everybody's healthy, you guys. And once Amanda gives us the green light, we'll be posting and sending pictures your way. But let me just say, everybody in the MRL show family, besides you guys, you know, who's listening right now, that sent out support and best wishes for the almost 24 hours that we were there yesterday was amazing. So thank you guys so much.
All right,
well,
buddy.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Loren. bye, Nicole. Bye, Roy.
Bye, buddy. Bye. I'm so proud and happy.
Right? Love you. Give our love to Amanda.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye, you guys.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise and shine. Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
So there's a poor soul that needs my help. And if you want to join in on this, call 704-570-9595. We could use your help.
Yeah, especially if you've ever been in this situation before. We received an anonymous message. I'm keeping them anonymous on Facebook. They'd like to be, you know, anonymous.
Sure.
But he wrote in and said this. My daughter is going into fourth grade, and now we found out who her teacher is. I've lived in this area my whole life, and this girl that I went to school with wasn't too kind to. You could even say I bullied her in high school. I tried to friend request her on Facebook, now knowing that she's my daughter's teacher. She's never responded. I'm not sure what to do. Do I try to put her in a different class? Or do I just hope for the best for my daughter and hope that she will treat my child not the same way that I treated her and made her life a living hell in high school?
Oh, man, and if you're a teacher, maybe you've dealt with something very similar to this. Call 704-570-9595. By the way, Manny is out again today. Baby Ruby was born yesterday, so he's going to be taking a couple days being on dad duty.
So I feel like Anonymous is definitely in a situation that some people have probably been in before. And personally, I was bullied in high school. And I'm not going to lie, I've kind of hung on to that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that I would go as far as being nasty to somebody's kid.
Right.
But if I saw them specifically, I definitely wouldn't stop to say hi.
Yeah. Like I want to hope that the teacher is a better person and can able to, you know, not take it out on the kid. But the other part of me is like, if you just really mean to me, maybe I would be petty.
I'd like to say that she's probably a great person. You know, she works with kids every day.
Right.
I'm sure that she sees kids get bullied and probably, you know, tries to help the situation.
But if that kid starts annoying her.
Now, listen, let me tell you something. If your daughter starts bullying somebody in the class.
Right.
You're probably in bad shape. But I don't know. The safe thing to do, I guess, would be moving the child. But I don't know.
Oh, I think you got to let it. I think you got, you know what? This is, is it karma? Is this
karma? Yeah.
I think you just got to let it happen.
You have to let it play out, but that's your daughter too.
I know, but what else? I'm moving because of the idea that she might be treated differently. I don't know if that's a good enough reason.
What about setting up a teacher parent conference before, like actually go through the school instead of doing this on Facebook?
And what, bring up, hey, I know I used to bully you.
I don't know.
Sure you don't bully my daughter.
No, but if you got some FaceTime with the teacher, you'd at least be able to feel out the situation.
Let's bring in Clara from Mooresville. Clara, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. What would you like to say?
Last year we had a similar situation, but it was my husband who was not very nice to our daughter's teacher in high school when they were in high school. Oof. And, he basically asked for a parent-teacher conference because he was afraid that it would reflect on our daughter's grades, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, he asked for.
Oh boy. You know, I think our phones are doing that same thing that it did yesterday. Amanda and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're having issues with our phones.
Okay.
So if we hang up with you, then we'll probably just stop taking phones for the day.
Yeah.
But you're a teacher for 5 years. What do you think?
I think that if he's requesting to be her friend on Facebook, she probably is not responding to that because you don't want to mix teaching and Facebook.
Yeah.
And I also think that he should not move his kid out of the class. I think that might make matters worse. I think that he should confront her about the bullying that he did in the past and apologize. And I think he should try to make the best of the year.
Right. That's all he can do.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's all he can do. I don't think moving is the right answer.
I would
really
have
don't.
Loved.
No, I think that's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
I do too. And I would have loved to hear from the first caller how that situation worked out, because they were basically in the exact same situation as Anonymous.
I know. And let me tell you, if I was the teacher and he came up to apologize to me, I'm like, well, looky, looky.
Oh, look how the tables have turned.
I am your daughter's teacher.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think you should confront it if it's something that he can remember so vividly.
Yeah. If he still remembers it, she for sure remembers it.
Well,
yeah.
Amanda, thank you so much for calling the MRL Morning Show. And to the other person we lost, I'm so sorry. We had this issue yesterday during Confession Wednesday, and we rebooted the phone system, but I guess that didn't work.
Yeah, we thought it was fixed.
Let's try one last call, and then we'll go to break. Anonymous from Rock Hill, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You are an experienced teacher of 21 years.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to say about this? What's your best advice?
I think the guy should give the teacher a chance, because if the teacher's there for the right reason, she's going to treat the child respectfully like she would every other child.
Right.
And I think that, you know, as an adult, you know, we deal with people all through our lives that, you know, may have bullied us in high school or whatever, but they may feel differently now, which he does feel differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hope that, you know, he would give her a chance to, show her respect for his child, because if you're there for the right reason, you're there to be in the classroom, and that's who you're there
for.
Sure.
Right. But I wonder if that kid turned snotty.
Yeah.
Oh, do you throw the hammer down a bit harder?
Does
the
apple not fall far from the tree? And here's the thing. I don't know. I would love to, maybe I'll send him another message, but I would love to know if he's really, truly sorry for this, or if he's just sorry because his kid's in the class. You know what I mean?
Like, good point.
Would he have ever been remorseful for bullying this woman had his daughter not been assigned to this woman's class?
I would say still, for me as a teacher, been 21 years as a teacher, I don't treat children differently because they may misbehave, or I just tell them they make bad choices, that they're not bad, that they make bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that's what I, you know, do with my kids, because, you know, they may hear that at home. They may hear that in society. Oh, well, that's a bad child.
Yeah.
But if you treat them that way, you know, even if I get them from another classroom, because sometimes they do get transferred, I try not to listen to anything that somebody may say. Well, let me tell you about that child. I listen to what needs to be listened to, and then I get that clean slate.
I love our teachers.
And as a teacher, you're trying to make a difference in a kid's lives anyway.
Yeah.
So, if you have an issue, you're obviously trying to get over that. But, Roy, so what is your unqualified advice at the end of the day for Anonymous?
My unqualified advice would be you're going to have to stick it out, but be prepared to move, because things could really turn sideways very quickly. It could happen at any moment.
The Manny Roy and Laurent Show. Kiss 95.1. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Laurent. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Alex Rodriguez had to field some rumors that him and J-Lo were already engaged. And, you know, her fans, we watch everything very closely. Well, at her birthday, she had a ring on that finger. Now, however, it didn't look like an engagement ring. It was like a leopard ring. It was like a leopard head ring.
Okay.
But it was diamond encrusted. So, you know, fans were like, well, maybe they're doing something different. So,
which wouldn't surprise me with celebrities.
Me neither. But Alex did put that to bed, saying, we are not engaged yet. I did buy her that ring for her birthday, but it was not an engagement ring.
Is it pretty much a no-no to wear anything on that ring at all?
No.
The ring finger?
I mean, here's the thing. I wear my rings on different fingers. Obviously, I wear my wedding ring on that finger.
Right.
But I also wear a couple different bands, and sometimes I put them on my right ring finger if my fingers are swollen. She just got it for her birthday. Maybe that's the only finger it fit on, you know? She was just excited to wear it before she got it sized.
Okay.
So people were freaking out over that. Everyone calm down. Kylie Jenner, she is about to turn 21, and of course the makeup mogul is coming out with an entire line dedicated to her 21st birthday. She just released a bunch of press photos. I assume that these will be bright colors, because the photos are of her in a bathtub with a bunch of party stuff around her, balloons, confetti. And everyone loves her makeup.
Yeah, it's like hot pinks and hot blues.
Yeah. And if you, and I got a lot of questions about this yesterday because we did talk about the new filter on Instagram yesterday. I think in this dirty, people wanted to know how to get it. And I think you just need to do an update on your Instagram app because mine just showed up.
Yeah, I was looking fabulous yesterday. I loved it.
And if you want to know what we're talking about, it is a new filter on Instagram that lets you try on and see Kylie Jenner's lip line on your face, which is genius. She's going to sell an astronomical amount of makeup. Speaking of the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian and Tyson Beckford got into it on Twitter in a recently deleted slew of back and forth. Now, Kim posted a little video of herself going in for an interview, and Tyson kind of clapped at her and said, "Sorry, I don't care for it personally," talking about her. "It's not real. Doctors botched up her right hip." And Kim clapped back and said, "Sister, we all know why you don't care for it." Now, her fans and Tyson's fans are upset because they thought that that was a homophobic jab. So everything's been taken down, but game on. I guess maybe there's a little feud between these two now. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But that is your dirty for now. Coming up in the 8:30 dirty, I'll tell you what A-list celebrity just split from her baby daddy.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. She has 26 wins. Call now, take her down.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
I'm a real person.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Lucky's Bar and Arcade on Kiss95.1.
Adam, welcome to the Maney, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Adam. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today. We're down Maney's, so producer Nicole's in the studio. She's going to help us out with Can't Beat Loren today.
Sweet action.
All right, let's see how you do. That was a cool move, by the way, sweet action.
Sweet action. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I might make that my own.
Kick her out of the studio, bud.
Oh, Loren. Hasta luego.
I'm going.
This guy's a cool guy, you know? He definitely does things out of the norm, which I like. Loren has left the studio, Adam. She cannot hear these questions. Question number one. Jennifer Aniston defended herself during an interview after being called out for not being able to keep a man. What ex does she share with Angelina Jolie?
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Cardi B revealed she had to baby-proof her once pointed style fingernails for her new baby. True or false, her daughter's name is Culture.
True.
Emmy Rossum, is that right, Nicole?
Yeah, I think
Emmy
so.
Rossum opened up about her weight loss struggle. This actress plays Fiona in the new in the hit show Shameless, which is set in which major Illinois city?
Chicago.
And Johnny Depp and ex Amber Heard are still battling amidst an ugly split. Who was his character in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, Captain Jack Sparrow.
And Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx are finally flaunting their five-year romance. Who is Katie's ex and father of her child?
Tom Cruise.
Good job, bud.
Thank you.
Loren, it is going to be a tough battle. Our friend Adam got them all correct, which means we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right, Adam.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Jennifer Aniston defended herself during an interview after being called out for not being able to keep a man. What ex does she share with Angelina Jolie?
Brad Pitt.
Ding, ding.
Well, we don't tell her right around the very end. Yeah. Cardi B revealed she had to baby-proof her once pointed style fingernails for her new baby. I know. That's an awesome story. True or false, her daughter's name is Culture.
True.
Emmy Rossum opened up about her weight loss struggle. This actress plays Fiona in the hit show Shameless, which is set in which major Illinois city? And you don't watch Shameless.
I don't. Sorry, what state was it?
This actress plays Fiona in the hit show Shameless, which is set in which major Illinois city?
Minneapolis. I don't even know if that's Illinois.
And Johnny Depp and Johnny Depp and ex Amber Heard are still battling amidst an ugly split. Who was his character in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
And Katie Holmes, Jamie Foxx are finally flaunting their 5-year romance. Who is Katie's ex and father of her child?
Tom Cruise.
All right, Lorraine, up against our buddy Adam. You got 4 correct. Adam wins because this actress plays Fiona in the hit show Shameless, which is set in which major Illinois city? The answer was Chicago.
You said Minneapolis, which, just so you know, is in Minnesota.
I know. I just threw something out there. I don't even know what network Shameless is on.
HBO.
Oh, all right. Well, Adam, congratulations. You can beat Loren.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, you got a good, you had a good run.
Yeah,
you had 26 wins.
I mean, it was all right. Yeah, we're back to zero now.
All right, buddy. We'll stay
Loren,
on the...
Oh, I got to say thank you. This has been a red letter day. Just starting out.
Now, is this the first time you've ever played before?
Yes.
All right, well, cool, man. We're going to hook you up with a $100 gift card to Lucky's, okay?
Sweet. Thank you.
All right, man, don't hang up. Stay on the line.
Hang up. All right, we are the morning radio show Busting Cheaters with War of the Roses, a brand new one for you. This time, a lot of people ask, do they ever know who you are? Do you ever get caught? Well, we get caught. They hang up on us. You'll find out with this all-new War of the Roses coming up in 10 minutes.
Amy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Devin's on the phone for War of the Roses. And Devin, I gotta tell you, your email to us, it sounds like you might already have the pieces that you need, but tell us what's going on with your boyfriend, Sam.
Yeah, so I've been dating Sam for like the last like 4 months, and I'm pretty sure that he's married because, he wears this ring on his right hand. And it's like a band. And I asked him about it, and he said that he got it in, like, the Bahamas, and he just really likes it. And I also, like, listen to War of Roses a lot, and he's just checking off, like, every box. I feel like I'm living in a scenario right now. So, I mean, literally, it's like all the things that, you know, would check off the box are happening. I mean, he doesn't let me go to his place on the weekends. He lives in Valentine, and he, like, on the weekends he goes ghost. Like, I've never been to his place. Like, the whole ring thing, it's just so weird. And at this point, like, I'm starting to catch, like, real feelings, and we have a great time together, but I just don't want to move on until, like, I know, you know, the real answer.
Yeah. I mean, I think the ring is a big deal, and the fact Absolutely. That you've never been to his place.
How long have you guys been dating again?
Yeah, it's been 4 months. So
where'd you guys meet? Did you meet on an app? Did you meet out and about? What were you doing?
So we were both at a brewery. We ran into each other. We started talking. We connected, and then we got each other's number and went from there. So, I mean, we have, like, a really good time together, you know, all the time, but it's just, like, it's starting to get a little fishy now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What about asking him, Loren? Why didn't she just...
I mean, she did ask him about the ring.
Yeah, but what about asking him straight up? Like, dude, are you married? What are we doing here?
I know. Well...
But you're probably afraid he's going to lie to you.
When I asked him about the ring, I was, like, looking for signs at first. Like, how is he actually going to react? And his reaction was so fast. It was like, oh, I just like it. I got it in the Bahamas. Move on. Like, so it made me be like, okay, like, were
you... He shut it down very quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
All right, well, let's call him. I mean, I hate to say this, but I feel like I have a feeling of the outcome.
Okay, well, let's give him a call, and don't say anything until we find out what he puts on the note.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sam, please.
Oh, did he just hang up?
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Let's try him again. Maybe
that could have been us. That could have been we might have been disconnected. All right.
All right, hold on a second. Was that his voice, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So we know we got the right number. Roy, dial it up again.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, Sam, please.
Yeah, who is this? Who are you?
Hi, Sam. My name's Melanie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. Don't hang up. I'm calling to let you know that you won something with our company. We have an online tag contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post.
Yeah, you got the wrong number.
Is this not Sam?
No, I'm not Sam. My name's Brian. Sorry.
Your number...
Ooh, he's gone. So weird. That's him?
What in the world? Yes, that is him. Brian? What the hell? No.
Should I call back and ask for Brian?
Let's call back and ask for Brian.
Okay.
Stop calling me. I know who you guys are. I know what you're doing.
Wait, my name is...
Can you leave me alone?
My name is Melanie. I'm looking for Brian. Is this Brian?
Yeah, I know who you guys...
Okay, well, who are we?
Yeah, this is the radio show. Okay, just do me a favor. Don't call me again, all right?
But, Brian, all right. Do you know Sam?
No, Lorraine, I'm going to give him his wishes. Okay.
Oh, Devin, I'm so sorry.
I cannot believe this.
I think maybe you should...
I literally cannot believe this. Like, this is a joke. Like, he is such an asshole.
I can't wrap my head around it. He knew who we were.
Yeah. Devin, are you going to call him and try to get to the bottom of it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, call us back. We must have an update. We must.
Yeah. No, I will. I'll update you for sure.
Around. Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com.
I'm going to go online and see what y'all look like.
No. They have faces for radio, but TLC had to put them on a reality TV show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Manny is out today. Baby Ruby was born yesterday. He's out playing father duty.
And she's so cute. If you haven't seen her yet, Instagram, at the MRL show. She looks like a two-month-old already. Like, she's... doesn't look like a newborn. Yeah. She's beautiful.
Definitely go to at the MRL show to see baby Ruby. And we're so excited and proud of Manny. He's the dad of two now. But we're reeling in from that War of the Roses where Devin thought that Sam may actually be a married man. We called him and he didn't say his name was Sam.
No.
Did he say his name was Brian?
Brian.
And then he hung up on us, and then we tried calling him back.
It's very strange.
Then he said he knew who we were. He knew we were the radio show, and we never really got closure on
why
and what's going on. But clearly, there's some form of catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. How did you find out you were being catfished?
Have you ever been catfished?
I don't think so. I think that's something I would really remember. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe someone lied about some facts on their dating profile.
Yeah.
But like, I've never gone to a situation where somebody completely opposite of what I saw online.
Right. Showed up.
That's never happened.
And for me, like, I've been cheated on, but I have never been catfished because when I, you know, Dallas and I have been together for 12 years and social, you know, all those apps and everything weren't around then.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could AOL Online Messenger.
Oh, yeah. That's
ASL.
You know that there was some catfishing going on.
Back then.
During that, in all the chat rooms and whatnot.
Oh, sure. But I wasn't entertaining that.
Yeah, but people didn't have social media, you know, so people would, like, email you pictures or whatnot, and if you didn't look like that, chances are you would never find out because these people live on the other side of the country. Yeah,
that's true. And it was like, it's so easy nowadays to post a photo. Back then, you had to take the card out of the digital camera, or that's if you had a digital camera, and you had to upload it, and then upload it. Once you upload it to the computer, upload it to the website.
I will say this, though. I have had my photos stolen, and I have found, and people have sent me other forms of social media with my photo on it and a different name.
Me too. And this was years ago. It was like my freshman year of college. My pictures, when we just started, you know, out of the phase of MySpace into Facebook, my Facebook pictures were being used on a dating website.
Yeah.
Like the, like OkCupid, you know, like one of the actual websites.
So somebody was catfishing with your photo, although it wasn't you.
Yeah. And someone messaged me calling me out saying like, you're a fake. And I was like,
no, actually, I'm the real deal.
I assure you that this is me. You see all these pictures, like, half of these pictures I'm tagged in. I don't look good. Why would I lie about it? And we went on a long, like, back and forth because she thought that I was the fake.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. No one ever stole my photos.
Or you just don't know about it.
I guess I'm not pretty enough. Let's bring in Anonymous from Indian Trail. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. You were catfished?
Yes, unfortunately. It's a little embarrassing, but I was in an online relationship for about 2 years, and when I wanted to make things more serious and meet, they just wasn't agreeing, and this was back when the show Catfish got really popular, and so I decided to Google all their pictures, and everything came to light, and I approached them, and they just told the truth.
Oh, so you found out just by a simple Google search.
Yes, yes. When I found out that that was something so simple that you could do, I just went out there and took every single picture that they sent me and Googled it, and it was completely someone different.
How do you Google search a photo?
Remember, someone sent us a link where you can upload the photo
and see if it's being used anywhere else.
Reverse search it or whatever.
Wow.
704-570-9595. Were you the victim of catfishing? Let us know. And also, here's my thing, Loren. I don't understand catfishers, because what's the end game? Because you know that
they're just pretending. It's like an escape from reality for them. They're just pretending to be someone. They want to stay in that environment. So when you call them out, there is really no end game.
Right.
They just...
Are they really hoping that you'd fall in love with the personality and ignore the fact that you've been a major liar from the beginning?
They'll forgive me.
Yeah, well, if you've been catfished, we'd love to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Also, if you missed that War of the Roses, download the Kiss 95.1 app. Get the podcast, because we're going to be putting it up there. It's on demand. All of our War of the Roses on demand with the Kiss 95.1 app.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
Love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos.
Muy bien.
The famous voices of three best friends who make you laugh until you cry every morning in your car.
The most listened to morning show in Charlotte.
Why did they even want to put us on TV? We can't even master the radio show.
Whoa.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So on the War of the Roses, it was a whole mess. I mean, Devin thought her man may actually be married. We called him. We thought his name was Sam, but he answered as Brian, hung up on us. Then we called him back. He said, hey, I know you're the radio show. Leave me alone. It was a whole mess. We're going to get Devin back on the show, and we're going to try to figure out what's actually going on.
We're
going to
need an update for sure.
But we wanted to hear from you. Clearly, there's some catfishing going on. Uh-oh. You want to hit that line? There we go. clearly, there's some catfishing going on. And that's what we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Can you just explain what just happened, Nicole?
What happened?
Because you hit a button, and next thing you know, all of our phone lines disappear.
Oh, did you X it all out?
I didn't press a button. That's the thing.
Sorry, there's just something wrong with our phones.
Oh, you didn't try to pick up on a phone line?
Mm-mm.
It just happened?
Yeah. It just all dropped.
Good.
Oh, boy.
All those poor people.
Well, let's answer the phone live on the air. Maybe it's, well... So, if you were calling in, we apologize. We've been having phone issues for 2 days, and we thought that it got fixed like 30 minutes ago.
Hello?
We thought they figured it out, but I guess not. Hi, you're live on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, this is Adam.
Hey,
from
Adam.
The Can't Beat Loren.
Yeah, man. Did you ever get catfished?
No.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
Let's move on from
the phones,
because they're just dropping. And
all right,
Loren,
let's get to your dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Jack Osborne is in a little trouble now, and this all stems from an argument he had with his estranged wife. And his ex's new man got involved. Now, the two guys were arguing, and Jack hauled off and punched his ex's new boyfriend in the head. Now, no charges will be filed at this point. They don't want to take this to the police. So we'll just have to see where it goes. But I'm sure maybe later on down the line, there might be a lawsuit that ensues, at least for a custody battle anyway. Now, Nicki Minaj, she is delaying her album release, and Nicki played up on the idea on Twitter. She wanted to ask her fans, like, what they thought. She had no idea that there was a song on the album that had been sampled. So she's like, well, do I keep my date and lose the record, or do I lose the record and keep my date? Do we push back hashtag queen 1 week? I'm so torn. I don't think her record label, though, is going to let her just drop this album with something sampled without going to lawyers and make sure that they're covered.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, she has now officially has a beef with Tyson Beckford. Now,
wait, what's Tyson? Was he on the Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah, I think he was. He's a model, but he's beautiful.
Yeah.
Here, you'll know who he is.
Oh yeah, model and actor.
Yeah. But anyway, Kim Kardashian, she was going into Jimmy Kimmel for an appearance, and she posted a snapshot of herself walking in. Well, Tyson cracked on it. Sorry, I don't care for it. Personally, she's not real. The doctors screwed up on her hip. And Kim Kardashian snapped back and said, well, sis, we all know why you don't care for it. Now, a number of people are saying that was a homophobic comment and are upset with Kim over the comment.
Mm.
So, and, you know, a lot of people, a lot of celebrities are kind of, I don't want to say taking to Kim's defense, but I heard the girls on The View talking about this the other day, and they were saying that they thought that maybe Kim was just trying to find, like, a dig that she could throw back at him, that, she, you know, she obviously has gay people in her life, and she cares about them and that kind of thing, but still, that was probably an inappropriate comment. But it was also an inappropriate comment for Tyson to jump in there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like it, just scroll past it.
But you gotta, you can't stoop to that level, though.
No, of course not.
You gotta take
the
high road.
Yeah. I've got a What Loren Likes for you.
Great. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
So I know we're coming to the end of the summer. Well, not really. We're like midsummer, right?
Yeah, we have a whole month of summer left. August is supposed to be like the hottest month for summer.
And it's so hot even into October and, you know, once the kids go back to school. But I did find Chubbies have a new brand under their, I guess, brands. They're Chubbies that actually stretch. So if, like, my husband couldn't wear Chubby swim shorts because there was no give in them before,
right.
But now they have elastic ones that do stretch and fit
everyone. That's good.
Yeah,
I actually found, because before, I'm a bigger guy, and I would always have to, because I have really thick thighs, I would have to wear jeans that were thick in the thighs.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found a pair of skinny jeans that's stretch material.
Nice.
Very stretchy. So I can finally wear it, and it breathes. And even now, Sterling asks me like 80 times in a row if I'm okay, because it does look it does look like it's really tight. But I'm like, no, it feels comfortable.
Yeah,
it's
probably
moves.
Like wearing a stretch pant. You know,
that's kind of what it feels like. Yeah,
hey, that's why us ladies, we love our leggings.
I get it. All right, well, cool. You can find that all up on the website at kiss951.com. Manny, by the way, if you didn't hear the news, he's not on the show today because of baby Ruby. Baby Ruby was born yesterday. So when did he make that announcement yesterday? Like 8?
Yeah, it was like 8-ish.
Late in the show, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we wish him well. He'll hopefully be back on the show soon. But something that you've probably been trying to do to lose weight doesn't actually work. And you've been fooled all along. We'll get to that coming up here in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So a lot of people are on diets trying to lose weight. And there's a new study, a scientific study that was just done. And it's something that everyone teaches you. Like, I know that, like, I use Total Nutrition Technology. That's my nutritionist. Uh-huh. And Rick always says to, if you're going to eat food, put it on a smaller plate because it gives you the illusion that that's a lot of food.
Portion control. You're tricking your mind into thinking you're eating more.
Science says that's not true.
I believe it.
It's not true. You are able to identify that amount of food regardless of the plate size. It only is true if you're full. So if you're not going into the situation hungry, if you're going to the situation hungry, that illusion does not work. But if you are going into the illusion, going into it not hungry, where maybe you've been drinking water or maybe you ate food 3 hours prior, it won't be as bad.
You know, I always used to hear that you're supposed to eat your vegetables first because they have the most amount of fiber in it, and fiber helps you feel full.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So in reality, if you want to go by this new method, you just drink like a bottle of water, or make sure you're drinking or constantly fueling throughout the day, because otherwise it doesn't work. And then Loren, there's this couple, and this is starting to become a trend.
All right.
They're looking for a videographer for their wedding night.
For the wedding night. You don't mean the wedding.
No. Not the reception.
You mean the wedding consummation night. of the marriage.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. That's interesting.
This came out of the New York Post. They're looking to spend $3,700 on a film professional willing to work from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. to capture footage. They haven't been able to find anyone that makes them feel comfortable, but they're still looking. And they will be screening the people and telling the certain things and the certain angles and the certain events that they want to be captured.
Here's a novel idea. Why don't you just set up two cameras or three cameras and then go back and edit it together yourself afterwards?
I have a GoPro in the chest and the head strap. Just loan it.
It would feel more like Blair Witch, like a horror movie. Moving furniture film.
I love that. Yeah. POV angle person. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know either. And I kind of thought, I know it's only from 1 to 3 a.m., but I kind of thought $3,700 was a bit low.
I do too.
I feel like you need to charge like $10,000 to capture that.
Imagine it's like 1:45 in the morning and they're like, all right, well, you can get off early tonight.
Right. Yeah.
Like, just relieve the videographer of their duties.
And I'm actually interested in, like, is 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. including setup and breakdown? Or is that how long this thing is going to go on? Because I don't think that's possible. I'm so interested in this. Yeah, but this is a growing trend. A lot of people throughout the nation are doing it. In fact, they actually got the idea from a famous Instagrammer. Evidently, a famous Instagrammer did the same thing. But
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, that moment is very intimate, and I get that you want to capture it in a forever moment, maybe, but just the idea of having people in the room during that moment.
And then, like, of course, you're going to file it and put it away forever. And then what if, like, your kids find, like, wedding day videos and they come across that?
Does that go at the end of your wedding day video? Like, where does that go?
Oh, man. So, Manny, by the way, you don't hear him on the show today because baby Ruby was born yesterday, and we're super proud of him. Make sure you go online and look up baby Ruby on our Instagram, at the MRL show. Do you already have a gift in your car?
I do.
I don't have a gift at all.
I mean, I might let you put your name on the card if it's worth something to you.
What's that mean? How much is that going to cost?
I just sell you it back and then have my name on it.
How much?
I don't know.
Just put my name on the card.
Like $40 or $50.
Okay, what's the value of the entire gift?
That's what the value of the entire gift
is.
Well,
I'm paying for the gift, and you get credit too?
Hey, it's convenience, man. Supply and demand.
You want to split it for 20?
Yeah. Let's try to negotiate this. Do you have a gift, Nicole?
No.
I don't have anything.
There's a few things about me, and there's a lot of things that I stay on top of and I'm good at, and then there's a lot of stuff that I'm not good at. And this whole thing.
Shopping for babies.
Yeah. Like when it comes to wedding gifts, like I always get it last minute, like day of. Baby shower. I mean, never been to a baby shower. So this is really the first kid that I'm going to be around like since birth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm very new at this.
You're going to be Aunt Nicole for like ever.
I got to come up with a cooler nickname.
You do got to come up with a cooler nickname.
Aunt Nicole. That's not me.
Yeah.
Well, didn't I get Dean like shoes?
You got cash shoes.
I'm sorry, cash shoes. I can't do that again, can I?
I don't. Yeah, you probably could. That was a good gift.
Well, and I was talking to some of my friends about it last night, and they're like, well, "You should hire a maid service. So she doesn't have to clean."
Mm.
I'm like,
well,
yeah,
I think they have
a maid,
somebody that comes to the house and does it a couple times.
Yeah. So would they really need that? And two, with their big mansion chalet thing that they
in
have.
In their gated community.
In their gated community. I don't know if I can afford a maid for that house.
They're like, I'll get a maid for the bottom floor. Yeah. Just their master bedroom.
Yeah, they'll do the baby room and master bedroom, then they're gone.
Uh-huh. But no, I think we should wait until they get home before we go and see them. That way we can take them a meal. We can all have our gifts.
Oh, you want to go all to go together?
I think we should.
Well, that was the other thing, too, because Mani invited us to go to the hospital today, and I feel so strange in doing that.
I feel funny going to the hospital because I didn't really want anybody at the hospital with me.
And my sister didn't either. I remember when my sister had my nieces, I was like hospital
security. Yeah.
Like, there were family members that were trying to get in, and I was like, I'm sorry. You can't just walk in this place.
Yeah, that's why I think we should all go at one time. That way it's like a 20-minute visit, not three 20-minute visits, right. You know.
So are we making the collective decision that we're not going today? We're going
to
wait?
I mean, selfishly, I want to go because it's closer to me when they're at the hospital because he lives all the way out in Waxhaw, a different time zone. But yeah, we should wait.
Not about you, Roy.
I know. We'll wait. We'll go together. But Mani, hopefully he'll be back on the show very soon.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Mani, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
If your IRS...
You guys make my day. Oh, my God. I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Muy bien.
The famous voices of three best friends who make you laugh until you cry every morning in your car.
The most listened to morning show in Charlotte.
Why did they even want to put us on TV? We can't even master the radio show.
Whoa.
Charlotte's morning show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So they listed out the happiest states in America. And they also listed out the least happiest states. And North Carolina and South Carolina is nowhere on there. We're like in the middle.
So we're content.
We're content.
All right.
Yeah.
We have comfort food.
But so let's go through like the least happy states. And it really doesn't surprise me, by the way, with the states. So I'll just go through like the top five of the least happiest states.
Is it like all Midwest?
It's Mississippi.
Okay.
Is hot,
yeah.
Sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, hot, sticky. Number three, West Virginia, mountains, and
mm-hmm.
Some strange people there. Listen, I got family in West Virginia, and I'm allowed to say that, okay?
Me too. We can attest. They're strange.
They're strange people, okay? Number two, Rhode Island, which I don't know why that would be.
Oh, I heard Rhode Island is beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know why that's least happy. And then number one, Louisiana. And I kind of see Louisiana. Louisiana to me is kind of like Florida. It's its own country. It's like a different world down there.
Maybe the Rhode Island thing is like it's so small. There's like nowhere to go. Like everyone kind of knows everybody else.
Probably. The number one happiest state will shock you. Minnesota.
Really?
That's the happiest state. Now, the factors were in areas of health, lifestyle, and prosperity. Which gave them an overall wellness score, which Minnesota, topping the list, earned a 73.3. And by the way, 6 of the 10 happiest states are in the Midwest. And you
really
thought they'd be in the least happiest
states. Yeah, everything's so spread out that it's...
Which, Lauren, if you didn't know, Minnesota's where Minneapolis is.
Yeah, I know.
Not Illinois.
From Can't Be Loren.
You play Can't Be Loren, and like your mind is just on celebrity stuff. I said something dumb today.
Yeah, you did. You thought the major city in Illinois was Minneapolis.
Well, I didn't think. I just threw something out there because I couldn't think was the problem.
But on the happiest states list, Montana, number 10, there's nothing in Montana.
Oh, but Montana is so beautiful. My husband's mom is from Montana, and she loves it out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Colorado, I can see that.
I could get down with Colorado.
South Dakota, though?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I think I'm all set.
Wisconsin? I don't know about that either.
Our boss is from Wisconsin, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about
it... They love to go back, too.
Yeah. I guess I've just... I don't understand this list. And how come North Carolina is nowhere on here? I think the Carolinas are the best because we get all seasons, but they're mild.
And we have the beach and the mountains.
Right. We have long summers, right? And we have mild winters, and we have the beach and we have the mountains. I think the Carolinas are the best in America.
I agree.
I do. And that's the cool part about our show is that we reach both North and South Carolina. Today also...
Let us do our own surveys.
Yeah. No one asked us. Cost of living in Charlotte's not that bad compared to other places. Also, today is National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
I'd like to celebrate that later.
I hate ice cream sandwiches. Hate them with a passion. Yep.
Even like a homemade one with like a scoop in the middle?
What I hate about an ice cream sandwich is the actual sandwich part. I think the sandwich is like chalky and nasty and dry. Mm-hmm. If the homemade one's like a cake, yeah, I'll do that.
I do like chocolate chip cookies.
I could do that.
Yeah.
But I cannot do like the when you buy from the when you have to peel that semi-wet wrapper from the ice cream sandwich. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good thing for me. I don't like it. I've never been a big fan of that. And then also other things that are going on is that people now in Idaho are being cited for going too slow. You know, it's always been a law that you cannot impede the traffic, but finally the police department's going to start enforcing it. This new initiative took effect on July 1st. Idaho State Police have given warnings to three people. They've wrote tickets to two people, and it's a $90 fine if you make people slow, if you cause other traffic to slow down.
Did you say that was in where?
Idaho.
Oh, Idaho. Because yeah. I just saw a teen in Iowa was severely, like, had severe head trauma after attempting to do the Kiki challenge, and I wondered if maybe they were.
I saw the guy. Was it a guy?
It's a teen.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was another person who tried to do the Kiki challenge and got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, legit or fake?
No, it was legit.
Okay.
Here's the thing, guys. You can't jump out of your car and dance. Like, that's not safe.
Right. Right.
Maybe do it in a parking lot where there's no oncoming traffic. If you're even going to do it. I'm not even condoning it then.
Well, and so the whole point with the Kiki challenge, they start in the driver's seat, they jump out,
right,
dance, and then get back in. Well, I saw in Australia they were doing it, but that's not fair.
Because, they drive on the other side.
Yeah, they drive on the other side. So the people, when they hop out, there's still a driver operating the vehicle. I'm like, that's the rigging the system. But by the way, this Idaho law... allows people to go 15 miles per hour over the speed limit on a two-lane road to pass a vehicle, but then you have to then follow the speed limit.
Okay.
But you have up to 15 miles over, which would be my ultimate excuse ever. Be like, I was passing somebody.
Right.
Just keep it to 15 over.
What is it? 9, you're fine. 10, you're mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was 8 in the clear. Oh, yeah. 9, you're fine. Yeah, that's right. All right. Also, Manny announced baby Ruby. He is a proud dad. We'll have that audio coming up for you here in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show. Wake up. Kiss 95.1.